It's Beer 30 on the Danny White Show. Because, yeah, you know, it's never too early. 97.7 The River.
It's Beer 30 time. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer in the house. You can check out their podcast on Google Play and all the iTunes and all the podcasting locations. Guys, welcome to the radio.
Woohoo!
Hi, Danny.
Glad to be back.
So glad that you're here again. So
this is the highlight of the week.
So we have a new beer here in front of us. Our friends over at Oliver's actually have their, what they're calling Oliver's Own craft beers. They have a line of their own craft beers that actually came out on Wednesday, and they're in their Oliver locations in cans, and you can get it on the tap in Windsor. And they brought us Oliver's Own Porter. Here it is.
Yeah, so in front of us. This is not a new idea in the beer world. Oliver's took advantage of a very, you know, we're very rich in breweries in the area.
Yeah.
And, having your own signature line of beers is really cost effective. I mean, let's be honest. You're able to brew the beer and get it at a raw goods at a better price. And
people are coming to Oliver's to get beers anyway.
Right. And that's quite honestly, there's a lot of times where if we're in a pinch to get beer, if we haven't acquired beers for the podcast, which you can hear on Google Play and Apple Podcasts and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Very well done.
You can, I stop at Oliver's generally. They always have something unique that I can get.
Absolutely. So
it's a destination spot for sure for craft beer.
They were pretty clear in the information they dropped, that we got, that, you know, their beer and wine buyer worked really closely with the brewery to get the flavor profiles they wanted. So they were involved in the production process.
Absolutely,
They didn't just,
make us some beer, thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, there's a lot of times there's, the loopholes within the law, not to nerd out real quick, but you're able to take the same beer and package it a couple different ways and call it something different three ways across, and it's really the same beer. It's not the most ethical thing, and I feel like the Oliver's in this case, because they had a say in what they're doing, this is a unique, one-of-a-kind brew.
Yeah.
Not something that you're going to see, you know, mimicked over and over again. So good to, for them to have taken, you know, dedication to this program.
Yeah, and we haven't done a porter on Beer 30 in a while, so kind of exciting.
Yeah, this is in the old school Danny Wright wheelhouse right here.
Oh, that's
right.
This is absolutely.
When we started this,
I only like porters. I'm Danny Wright.
It's the worst impression of Danny.
It totally is.
And stouts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But that's it. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I don't want your big IPAs.
I was apparently very whiny.
Yeah.
Was.
Talent, am I right?
Yeah, jeez. Who the hell does he think he is?
Oh, man.
All right, let's roll through the AATMF on this beer. Looking at it, it is very dark.
Yes.
It's got that nice espresso crema on the top that you see from porters. You know, one thing when you look at this, people always think that because it's a porter or a stout that it's really heavy and really like full bodied. That's not always the case. This beer actually drinks pretty light. Carbonation level is good. Poured this a few minutes ago. Head retention is okay, but you can still see the bubbles in it. It smells very roasty and nutty in my mind.
Yeah, that's usually what you expect from, you know, those porters. Stouts, you know, they have a similar look to them. The biggest thing that's going to differentiate a porter and a stout, the easiest thing to say is, you know, it's roasted barley.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you get a lot of that toasty, roasty nuttiness out of that. Where a stout, it will that maybe be a little more, thick and viscous in the actual liquid itself. But ultimately, the colors are, you're still getting a roasted aspect from it. But this porter is a little more fine-tuned, especially with the barley roastedness. Just having, like I said, that's that nuttiness that really shines through. You get more of that in a porter and like a brown ale versus a stout.
They said that this is a subtle toast, mocha, and nutty chocolate. Is that what you're getting?
In the nose, yeah. I could see all of those things.
Yeah.
Mostly, I'm just getting the toasty nuttiness. I don't get a lot of mocha in this.
Yeah, I don't get the mocha side out of the aroma, but the mouthfeel and finish, you do get the chocolate, but it's more of a bitter chocolate. It's not necessarily, you know, it's not a bite into a Snickers bar chocolate.
Yeah, there's not really a cloying finish in this. It finishes pretty clean.
Absolutely.
You know, it's consistent from nose to finish, really, in what it's offering you. There's a little bit of nuance when the chocolate starts to arrive on your palate near the end there, but generally speaking, it's consistent. I think it makes for a nice porter.
Absolutely. In this, they mentioned that they use the East Kent Golding hops, which are, it's a Euro hop. It's one of the oldest hops from Europe.
Not to be confused with the James Harden Euro step. That's different.
Way different. Way different.
Very.
But this is, you know, with this hop, it's very low in the bitterness and IBUs. You know, with this, you do get that. There's a little bit of like earthiness and that mineral flavor, right? So we talked before about like I always, you know, comment like soil. The soil, like you can really smell the minerals and really, really taste it. And you have a little bit of that earthy undertone to this, which to me is, you know, that's a quality of a porter, which I like. That's most European dark beers will have that same similar hop strain. And you'll find the same, you know, the same thing throughout all those beers. And so this to me drinks like a traditional English porter. So I like it. It's a really good beer.
Yeah, I'm giving it 2 thumbs up. I think it's great.
Thumbs up here too, guys.
Absolutely. 6%er.
6%.
Keeper.
Yeah, it's a lot more refreshing than I thought it was going to be. I like that.
Right.
It's a clean finish.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Our first time trying one of the Oliver's Own. This is Oliver's Own Robust Porter. You could check out this review and others at 977theriver.com and click on Beer 30 or check out past reviews as well. And their podcast is on Google Play and iTunes. It's called Sports Meets Beer. Find them on the socials as well. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer, thank you again.
So real quick before we take off here, Danny, I just wanted to mention that Russian River Brewing Company is going to be doing their ever sought after Pliny the Younger release this week. Actually starts today, the first. Yeah, and Ben and I were fortunate enough, we were able to get a private tour of the facility up in Windsor this past week and got a chance to sit down with Vinny Chalurzo, the brewer and founder there. And if you are a beer nerd, it is an interview that is well worth checking out. Just listen to that guy espouse the virtues of hops and when he likes to have them harvested and all these things and all the detail that went in.
The fact that he has to dumb it down for us. Yeah. He starts every once in a while, he starts going into it and he starts really talking about it. And you see, you can't see the podcast, but you hear us just totally blank out. And he's like, no, guys, it means good. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
This is what you have to do.
But it was a really big thrill for us to be able to do that. It was really gracious of him to give us the time. And it's one of my favorite podcasts that we've put out. So please make sure if you guys get a chance and if you're a beer guy, check it out.
Episode 100 and 101.
There you
100's
go.
Out now. 101 will be out today, later today.
Perfect.
Sports Meets Beer.